This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick this segment off and go with Ed. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yeah, doctor, I'll be 46 in a couple of weeks, and I'm probably about 10% overweight. I weigh probably about 225 or so. Probably should be somewhere around 205. But I've noticed lately, and the only surgery or anything I've ever had like that is I had my appendix removed. I don't know if that matters, but I had an appendix rupture, actually, about 3 or 4 years ago. But I've noticed lately just pain in my feet, primarily in the balls of my feet and my toes, not like a gout type pain. I've tried to read and see what it might be. It's nothing major, but it just, you know, I'll wake up in the morning with you know, balls of my feet, toes hurting, you know, just something I've never noticed before. And it's really both feet. It's not one foot or the other, and it's not a specific localized sharp pain, more of a dull ache, you know. So I thought maybe you could give me some ideas about what that might be.
Well, tell me a little bit more about it. I mean, you had your appendix taken out, and then after the surgery, do you have any complications at all?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know if this is relevant, but I was evidently my appendix was leaking for about a year before it ruptured, because I would have flu-like symptoms, kind of be sick in my stomach, and I never throw up, and would occasionally throw up, and just had kind of flu-like symptoms for about a year. And what it was is on weekends I would get out in the yard and do some yard work, and evidently had a hole in my appendix, and it would release some fluid into my, you know, body cavity, and then I would get sick from it on Sunday. It was like every Sunday, on a clockwork almost, I was sick every Sunday, and they never figured out what it was really, and then finally the appendix ruptured, and that's what had been causing it. But that, after the surgery, no ill effects or problems.
I see. Okay. Well, there's a couple things that I would look at doing, and number one is, if there's any type, if you have, do you still have any nausea going on right now?
No,
on a day-to-day basis?
No nausea since then.
Okay. Well, I think that one of the main things you can do right now, I mean, if you got pain in your feet on a regular basis, and there's two things I would do. I would get started with the anti-inflammatory diet. The reason is you want to remove inflammation from the body. Now, being that it is important to know that you had your appendix taken out, that has to do with your immune system. It's one of the largest, next to the spleen, lymphoid tissues in the body. So the fact you've had that taken out, it does put a little bit of a damper on your immune system. But what I would begin focusing on is what you eat every day. And the anti-inflammatory diet will do that. It's real simple. It's equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. The omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and things of that nature. So that's what I would do as far as getting the balance that you need in your overall dietary regimen. That's one thing. Now, constant pain in the feet, two things. B vitamins, and it's vitamin B5, which is panthene or pantothenic acid, and also vitamin B6, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Both of those have a huge, huge range when it comes to, it's a deficiency, a nutritional deficiency that causes the pain in the feet. One causes a neuropathy, And the other one causes, and they pass in and out of the body quite easily, and you probably get away with about 1,500 milligrams of each one on a daily basis until the pain goes away. I would also increase your goat's milk yogurt. Here's why. Because goat's milk yogurt is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And human mother's milk is the best calcium source that we can get, and our body absorbs it and handles it very well. So what I would do is I would also get a test done with your physician and have your vitamin D levels checked. Vitamin D, of course, is important. It's not even a vitamin. It's actually a hormone and makes a really big difference in your overall health. So that's where I would start. I would get the vitamin D levels checked, start on the goat's milk yogurt for calcium, do the vitamin B5, vitamin B6, and I think you'll be good to go. Okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Let's go to Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I'm calling actually because my boyfriend struggles pretty badly with obsessive compulsive disorder, and he is medicated, but it's not really working that well. So I was kind of wondering if you had any suggestions on what he could do naturally to improve his OCD. And he really doesn't have a lot of issues with, you know, the rituals. A lot of people with OCD have, you know, a lot of rituals. His thoughts are obsessive. He has really, really obsessive thoughts all the time, and it, like, interferes majorly with his daily life.
What does he take? What's his medication?
Zoloft.
Okay, he's on Zoloft. Well, with OCD, there's a couple things that I would have him do naturally that can work very well. It's about giving the body back what it needs. And we're dealing with neurotransmitters such as serotonin, GABA, acetylcholine, norepinephrine, and also dopamine. With OCD, it tends to fall more in the lines of dopamine and also with acetylcholine. So what I would do is I would have him start taking acetylcholine. Well, it's called phosphatidylcholine, which is basically lecithin. Have him take about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of that before bed. Now, if he's taking Zoloft, you're going to need to talk to his physician, because 50 milligrams of 5-HTP or 5-hydroxytryptophan, you don't want to take that along with Zoloft. So I would actually talk and see if they'd be open, his physician be open to doing some different things, only because you want to give your body the chance to work best on its own. So 50 milligrams before bed of 5-HTP works very well with serotonin levels. But again, we're dealing more with dopamine and acetylcholine. Now, with dopamine, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is vitamin B6, is phenomenal. You can get that at most health food stores, and there's different kinds of B6. Don't get pyridoxine. You want to get pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's the best version of that to get the body working back where it needs to. A tablespoon a day of cod liver oil will bring his omega-3 fats up. And with people that deal with OCD, they usually have low levels of omega-3 fatty acids. So I would go definitely that direction in that case. And then also, you have to make sure that he is in a regular routine, that he doesn't, you know, what obsessive compulsive tends to, again, overlook in a certain situation. But make sure he has enough variety in what he does. Don't let him drink things like coffee. Caffeine can overstimulate in that situation. And too much tea. I would do decaffeinated teas. Stick more with green teas if he's doing anything remotely with caffeine, to make sure it doesn't overstimulate what he's going through and throw his OCD way off. It's about getting the body balanced, though. Make sure he also eliminates wheat products such as breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, anything with a wheat grain in it for about 6 to 8 weeks to see how his body responds. Also, cow's milk, dairy. Those are the top two foods that create a lot of food allergies inside the body. Thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. This is On Call. 80% of our health challenges today are diet and lifestyle related. That means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, lifestyle your way out and to get well. That's what we're here for every single night. Help you lifestyle your way back to better health. 888-283-7272. Call us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Are open this hour to talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jason. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
My situation is I'm 37 and I weigh about 175 and I'm about 5'7". So I'm a little bit over, which is a few pounds overweight, which I wanted to lose. And I was thinking about trying your book and trying the anti-inflammatory diet. Right now I work out about three times a week. I get my heart rate up to where my target rate is and I work out for about 15 minutes. Running or a fast walk with some incline, but I definitely get my heart rate where it should be. And I do take some fish oil with probiotics in it. It's not cod liver oil. It is a fish oil. I don't know if there's a difference there.
Is it a gel cap or a capsule?
It's a capsule.
Okay.
It's GNC. I don't know. It's a triple potency. 900 milligrams, it says. I don't know, really. The only reason I don't do any weightlifting is I got like a tennis elbow thing, and I don't know if that's, you know, it's a joint thing, so I don't know if there's a way to get rid of that, too. So that's my two questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the book's going to help you out, Jason. It's going to lay a good foundation for you to see exactly kind of where you are with your health. It'll teach you a lot more than anything about what health really is, what you'll be looking to achieve, you know, everything from this to how to read your own blood test to what health really is, how the body works in a very layman format, very easy to understand format. And so I would encourage you to get that, but the anti-inflammatory diet, yes, I do think you should do that. Don't try it. I don't like the word try. Try doesn't really mean anything. You either do or you don't. Kind of like what Yoda said in Star Wars. He said, do or do not. It's the truth. And so trying means you might or might not. Doing means you either will or won't. And so that's a better approach to take when it comes to your health. Kind of like you're either going to lose the weight or you're not. You're either going to eat well or you're not. You're either going to exercise today or you're not. So that's where I would start with you. Now, the fish oil probiotic thing, you need to get things, all of those separate. First of all, don't ever do a capsule form of an omega-3 fat. It's not going to work very well. It turns into a trans fat once they break it down and heat it into a capsule form or a gel cap. Not a big fan of that. Probiotics, you always want a higher potency. You're going to need to take those by themselves. And I would do 2 to 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 2 to 4 in the evening on an empty stomach, as well as a tablespoon of cod liver oil daily. Cod liver oil in the oil form, and especially cod liver oil, is one of the best versions. And that's what I would stick with, only because you're going to get the highest absorption rate and you're going to get the full benefit of the omega-3 fatty acids, which is what you're looking for. Probiotics, the same thing. I would do a whole food multivitamin and digestive enzymes. So those are the four basic four, the foundational four is what I call them. And those will get you going where you need to be as far as your health goes. Now, dropping the extra weight, you know, the tennis elbow thing that you mentioned, there's a couple things. In the health triangle, which is what we use in natural medicine, it's kind of the whole body approach to healthcare. You're looking at the person's whole body. So there's three sides. There's the mental side, that's your brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. Then you've got the chemical side, and that's how your body takes the foods that you eat every single day, turns them into either good cells or bad cells, how the physiology of the body works, and then the structural side, bones, muscles, and nerves, and all the acupuncture meridian points. Now, you look at all three of those at the same time or simultaneously, and you're going to continue to look at the whole body and figure out what's going on with someone. So having more of a tennis elbow type issue can be several things. What I would do is I would have someone that's more of an expert in the structural side of the body look at that, someone that's either a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician, and now physical therapist, have been doing a lot of structural type work. You can see a PT as well. So any of those three categories would work well for the shoulder, but don't rule out the component of inflammation in the body. See, when the body's inflamed in the digestive tract, it can be inflamed anywhere else. Whether you're dealing with fibromyalgia, arthritis, or any type of tendonitis or anything like that. So that's probably what you're dealing with. So eliminating inflammation in the digestive tract, eating the right kinds of foods is where you need to be. And that'll get you started just by getting started the anti-inflammatory diet in the book. That's going to be a great foundation for you and will get you where you need to be. So just get started with that, foundational four, and have one of those physicians look at your elbow to make sure that maybe the little bone, the elbow, which is the actually part of the ulna, which is one of the forearm bones, you know, it could be out of place, the radius could be out of place, and you know, there could be several things going on. Someone actually needs to get their hands on it and look at it, maybe do some x-rays, do some films, and do some diagnostic testing would do wonders for you. But that's where I'd get started. And don't try, make sure you do it. All right, great talking with you. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in fairly good health in my 60s and have essentially low blood pressure. And my difficulty is that in the night, I'll wake up with extreme cramps in my feet. And I've had icicle toes, according to my husband, for years, but that doesn't count, I don't think. However, recently it's gotten much worse, and I've had even bruises on the top of my feet after waking up with cramps.
Okay, so the cramps have been so bad that you've even had bruises on your feet?
Yes.
Okay. And that's been going on for how long, Cynthia?
Well, it's worse in the wintertime, and I've had cramps before, but it's just recently gotten worse. And
okay.
I went and got checked out at the, and all my blood tests and everything came back normal.
Came back normal. That's pretty typical, even with cramping. I'll tell you what, hang tight. We'll go into this commercial break, and we'll talk when we come out of it. I've got some ideas. Cramping in the feet is actually a fairly common thing, and most diagnostic testing won't show the results of what's going on inside your body. It's some minor things that just don't show up in the labs, and we'll talk about that when we come out of this commercial break. Hang tight. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's hope to get your health back, and this is On Call.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border. Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation and also a secure nation.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. Butterball is recalling more than 78,000 pounds of raw ground turkey over possible salmonella contamination. The prepackaged turkey was produced on July 7, 2018, making it highly unlikely any remains in retail stores. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This is On Call. Going into the break, talking with Cynthia. And Cynthia's been getting cramps in her leg and her feet so bad that she's been getting bruises. Well, Cynthia, a lot of times you said you had your blood work done, test done, everything came out normal. You know, a lot of times when that happens, there's a mineral imbalance in the body. And even with the comprehensive metabolic panel, which a lot of times shows different electrolytes and minerals, it won't show that things are off. And there's a little test that's usually run for magnesium, and even it won't show that things are off. However, magnesium is one of the top minerals that makes a difference. There's different versions of magnesium, and one of the best versions is magnesium iodide. And that is a liquid version you can get some health food stores, but that's one of the best things. And then also potassium chloride will help as well. Phenomenal. Helps with leg cramps. But calcium is another thing. Now, it's getting the right kind of calcium. You may take calcium, you may drink milk, but it's not, you're not going to get the right amounts and absorb the right kind by doing that. Goat's milk yogurt is one of the best versions of any type of goat or of dairy to get your calcium from. Why? Because it's the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. And if you do about 8 ounces before you go to bed and get your vitamin D levels up, along with the other, with the magnesium iodide and the potassium chloride, you're going to see tremendous results in your overall health and also with the cramping. That will be a thing of the past. And with it cramping so much that it's bruising, I would also have them run a couple of tests on your, to make sure there's no anemia going on. I would check them, have them check your iron levels, also B12. The two best tests for those are MMA, which is methylmalonic acid, and a TIBC test, which is total iron binding capacity. Both of those will help tremendously. But that's what I would check on. And you probably, the reason you're not absorbing your minerals, you're probably not getting the right kinds from fruits and vegetables. I would increase your vegetable content at least to 3 servings a day, and that means that 3 large servings at different meals. You can even have some in the morning with breakfast. You can cook it with an omelet with eggs, but that would be a great way to go. And a lot of times if you change what you eat, you'll change everything else in your body, especially by removing any type of the inflammatory process. And by doing the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that will make a big difference. All right, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. This is On Call. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi.
How can I help?
The palms of my hands, both inside palms of my hands seem to crack up like every 2 or 3 weeks, and then it heals up.
Sure.
And gets back just back to normal just about, and then starts doing it again, just continually.
Okay. Are you under a lot of stress?
No, not really. No.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay, good. So those two things rules out several other directions I was going to go. With the cracking in the hands, two things are happening. Number one, you've got an omega-3 and 6. These are two of the fatty acids in the body. You've got an imbalance between the two, and that's what's causing the cracking. Matter of fact, you have a low amount of omega-6s. Do you eat a lot of eggs and red meat, or not much at all?
I've really cut down on eggs because I try to get the cholesterol down, and I've cut down on red meat, too. I do take fish oil.
Okay. You take it in capsules or the oil itself?
The gel caps.
That's why it's not working. You're not going to get those to absorb. Matter of fact, the gel caps turn into a trans fatty acid when they process them. It takes 14 gel caps to equal 1 tablespoon of cod liver oil. So I would do a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day. That's going to give you plenty of your omega-3 fatty acids, but you still need to get your omega-6s. Now, if you want to get your cholesterol down, one of the best things you can do is eat 2 to 3 whole organic eggs every day cooked in coconut oil or butter. Yes, I did say butter. So coconut oil or butter, that's going to do the trick. The reason being is because when eggs, they contain 2 components in the egg yolk. One is choline and one is lecithin. Choline is a transporter. It helps transport excess cholesterol out of the body. Lecithin is a fat emulsifier, and it will actually pull the fat and melt the fat off the arterial walls and get it out of the body. So eggs are incredible. I would increase your red meat, increase your eggs as well. Why? Because we're getting plenty of omega-6s out of those. And you need the omega-6s, and you also need saturated fat, which you'll get in those as well, to make the omega-3 fatty acids function better. So those two things together work wonders. So that will help with the cracking of your hands, hands down. Now, before you do that, though, a lot of times there can be a yeast or candida component to why the actual hands are cracking. So I would do about a 3-day cleanse, and all this is in my book, Empowering Your Health. Real simple to follow. It's called a super cleanse. And if you'll get started with that, it's very basic. So the cleanse goes like this. You'll do a 10 to 12 ounce glass of purified water, 2 tablespoons of organic maple syrup with a pinch of cayenne pepper, and then you'll squeeze half a lemon in that. Drink about 10 to 12 glasses of that per day. Drink it for 3 days, sipping on it every 15 minutes, and you won't do any food for 3 days. Then go to the anti-inflammatory diet, kicking in your eggs and red meat, plenty of good lean quality protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates, in the form of fruits and vegetables and good healthy fats, the omega 3, 6, and the 9s. And once you do that, you'll get the body cleared out of any yeast or fungal related infections, and then you'll get your omega 3 and 6 fats up, which is going to eliminate and get your hands healthy again. That cracking a lot of times happens to people's hands and their feet. Both of them are real challenging. But if you get started with that, I think you'll see a great difference, and it will be a lot easier on your life for sure, my friend. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. I've got two questions about a gallbladder. About a year and a half ago, I had my gallbladder removed, and I asked the surgeon how many stones, if he even counted how many stones there were, because on the preliminary x-ray, they found some large stones. I guess it was the upper, whatever they do before they can tell that the gallbladder has been inflamed, and they said that you're going to have your gallbladder taken out. Well, I asked him on the follow-up. He said he counted 15 large stones in my gallbladder. I guess the question is, what causes stones, and why, when I had my gallbladder removed, I went from 180 pounds to 215 in 2 months? Is that considered rapid weight gain? And, you know, was it something that I was eating, or was it something that the gallbladder was taking care of when I was eating that is not taken care of, that had a lot to do with keeping my weight down, or is it just simply my metabolism changed?
Well, see, the gallbladder plays a pretty important role in the body, and that's why it's so critical to when somebody has it taken out. You know, it seems to be non-invasive, and you just, it's kind of like the thing to do. Oh, you know, everybody gets their gallbladder taken out. If it's not working right, don't worry, you don't really need it, but you do. And what it does is it stores the bile, and it's made from the liver. It stores the bile, but the bile goes out into the body, into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify our fats to help utilize our fats. So see, fats don't make you fat. Fats actually help you maintain your healthy weight. And they also help your hormones function, your testosterone level. Guarantee if you ran your numbers right now and your blood test, your testosterone numbers would be down a little bit, along with that weight gain. And your estrogen levels would be up. And so the reason that happens is because if you can't break down what your gallbladder helped to do, if you can't break down and utilize the fats in your body, then you're not going to be able to maintain a healthy weight. It's almost like just eating a diet that has no fat in it. That's why people gain weight when they do that, because your body needs fats. The fats keep your hormones healthy, and they keep your blood sugar stabilized, and they keep your body functioning well. So see, when you take your gallbladder out, you take out your body's ability to really break down the fats as well as you used to. Now, you can trick the body, and you can make it work again, but you know, there's some things we're going to have to do. And one thing is you're going to have to take bile salts with all your meals. And that's something you can pick up at a health food store. But bile salts are going to be kind of your staple. It'll be something you keep in your briefcase. It'll be something you keep in your car. You don't ever want to eat a meal without doing the bile salts, because the bile salts will help break down those fats. And instead of you utilizing maybe 10% of the fatty acids that you take in with your diet, you'll be able to, you know, handle and digest and process maybe 80 or 90 again, like you used to. And that's why your body weight changed. Absolutely. Hands down. Yeah. I see that a lot clinically.
Okay. Now, so, did come back.
That's it. Now, the stone issue.
Go ahead.
Say again?
Yeah, I was just saying it did come back down to about 200, and it's...
Yeah, it is. Okay. And I would have your thyroid numbers checked as well, just to make sure that they're doing okay, because a lot of time that's a hidden issue that a lot of times is overlooked, of having to check your TSH levels and make sure they're hanging between 1 and 2, because even if it gets a little bit sluggish, like where it gets out around 2.5 to 3.5 in that range of the TSH, which means it's running slower than it needs to, that can cause an issue with weight gain as well. But I think it's a gallbladder-related issue. When you start kicking in, just watch what happens. Follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Come off of grains, anything with bread, you know, with flour in it, wheat flour, so breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, anything like that. I would come off of that also. You know, make sure that you're off of cow's milk dairy. Both of those will make a huge difference. Do the bile salts with every meal, and that'll make, you know, just an overall difference. Now, the stones themselves in the gallbladder, a lot of time, they form due to excess cholesterol. Cholesterol hardens, cholesterol that's not used in the body. So see, if your body's functioning right, you're digesting your fats right, and your hormones are working right, then you're going to utilize your cholesterol. It's all about getting a good conversion. So milk thistle and red yeast rice will ensure that you're using your cholesterol possibly. So it's all kind of a big cycle, but it's all about getting started on the right foundation. Then your body will begin to function the way it was designed to. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. This is On Call, 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour to talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, call in right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. I've had an email come in. Brett from Miami, Florida writes, I was recently in a car accident. I'm okay, but I have some scarring on my legs. What can I do to help it heal better? One of the best things you can do, Brent, especially if you have recent scarring or if they've done some minor surgery during that process, is to do what's called low-level laser. Now, low-level laser therapy is a therapy that's been out for about 3 years, and it's FDA approved, unbelievable for repairing scarring. It's amazing. It works off frequency. It doesn't hurt at all. About 20 treatments with a low-level laser will make a big difference in those scars, along with you can put vitamin E, do live vitamin E, a raw vitamin E, over the scarring about 3 times a day. Will also reduce any of the pain and also the actual cosmetic aspect of the scars. Thanks for that email. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life. Next, let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I just had a quick question. I have a case of psoriasis that covers not quite enough of my body to do the IVs, but I also have a iron deficiency anemia.
Okay.
And when I get my injections of iron, I seem to have psoriasis flare-ups, and I don't know how to calm that down.
All right, so you get the psoriasis flare-ups. How often would you say?
Well, I've had psoriasis for about 20 years now, so it's been pretty common. But I had one iron IV, and I'm getting new spots, and it's covering a significant part of my body since I had my iron injections.
Now, the iron injections, this is something I want to talk to you about. From what I've seen, even with anemia, there's two things that needs to happen. With iron, one of the best versions that your body can absorb more than the shots, from what I've seen, okay, is ionic iron. It absorbs very well in the body. It won't constipate you if you take the right amount. And the body absorbs and handles it very well. And you take that along with vitamin C, which is a buffered vitamin C, and I think you'll see great, great results with that. So I would really consider the injections. Maybe talk to your physician about that. Tell him you'd like to try the ionic iron, which is a liquid iron, and it does very well. Now, psoriasis is another issue. Where do you get it mostly?
Well, right now I have it mostly on just the trunk of my body, but it's completely covered my scalp right now as well.
Okay.
Which is unusual for me.
What is your, you've had it for 20 plus years. What does your diet look like? Tell me what you ate today, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, I had a bagel with peanut butter. Lunch, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some carrot sticks. And dinner, I had baked chicken with pasta.
All right. Now, I'm not trying to be the food police, but I'm going to be the food police. Here's the deal. When it comes to anything skin-related, skin's the largest organ that we have. Whatever you put inside your body, if the body doesn't like it, it's going to affect the skin. If your digestive tract gets inflamed in any way, a lot of times you'll see it on the skin. Okay? Skin issues, including psoriasis, is not an outside-in thing. It's an inside-out thing. So if you will start focusing on what you put on the inside of your body, you're going to see your skin clear up in a major way. Major way. So here's where I would start, okay? No more breads, no more pastas, no more cereal, no more crackers, no grains of any kind. If it has flour in it, don't touch it. Do this for 8 weeks. I'm telling you. And then just email me or call me back here on the show and let me know how things are going. But okay. No, none of those. Cow's milk, dairy, gone. No milk and no yogurt for as far as cow-based. Now, you can do goat's milk yogurt. You can do goat's milk. Either one of those is fine. But stay away from the cow's milk, dairy. Okay. So that's fine. Stay off of that. Okay. Stay off of that. And also stay off of the wheat products completely. No more peanut butter. You can switch to almond butter or cashew butter. Any of those will be fine. But you need to get your proteins up and your healthy fats up. So it's good to get the cashew butter and almond butter. That'll give you great on the healthy fats, which your body needs and your skin needs. But I would also increase your protein. I would get either, you know, chicken, fish, beef, eggs. I would do some of those to get your protein levels up. And then also the carbohydrate sources, only get your carbs from either fruits or vegetables. So, for example, breakfast, you could do 2 organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter and a little bowl of fresh berries. For lunch, rather than doing a peanut butter and jelly, you know, sandwich and carrots, do maybe a salad with a piece of fish on it with some nice regular dressing, olive oil and vinaigrette dressing. And then dinner, you could do a small piece of steak or filet with some, you know, maybe asparagus and half an avocado. That would be a great meal for you, and you would see your skin begin to heal up. Now, when you have, also with psoriasis, you have low levels of zinc. Zinc is a common deficiency. Ionic zinc, about 60 milligrams per day, would be great for you, and I think that's where you should start. And also selenium at about 300 micrograms a day in the ionic form. And don't forget to check out your iron as well as you go through this process. But I think you're going to see great results. I can't believe you've been dealing with this for 20 years. I'm so glad we were able to talk tonight. We'll talk soon. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. This is On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank producers in the booth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You called the show, we missed you. You can always give us a call, 888-283-7272, or visit us online. We'll be back soon. You think, in the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift, and realize your best days are still ahead.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.